Ray Geiser, a longtime conservationist and ag industry leader, tragically passed away Saturday during a farm accident, according to a post from his family on Facebook. The announcement brought shock and sadness to those in the industry who knew and worked with Geiser, who was one of agriculture's most respected and well-liked leaders. With a farming career spanning more than 50 years, Geiser grew his operation near Corning in southwestern Iowa to 6,000 acres. He chaired the Iowa Conservative Energy Forum and had served as president of the American Soybean ASIN until 2014. He also held leadership positions on the Iowa Soybean Promotion Board, Iowa Economic Development Agriculture Advisory Board, North American Climate Smart Agriculture Alliance, and International Soybean Growers Alliance. Gov, Kim Reynolds said in a statement that she and her husband Kevin lost a dear friend, and that Geiser was like family to them and many Iowans. "He will long be remembered as one of our greatest farmers, innovators, and advocates," Reynolds said. Known for his work in biofuels and conservation practices, he set high standards and led by example. He was ready and willing to serve whenever asked, giving so much of himself to so many causes, and always with purpose and intention. "He was bigger than life, and his loss is heartbreaking. Our family is deeply saddened by this tragic news, and our prayers are with Elaine and their family." Iowa senators in Congress also offered their condolences. Ray was an outstanding leader and tireless advocate for family farmers and Iowa agriculture. "Barbara and I will miss our friend and are praying for the Geiser family," said Sen Chuck Grassley. Said Sen Joni Ernst, "Ray embodied what makes Iowa truly great. He dedicated his life to advocating for agriculture and family farms and working to ensure the next generation of farmers have the opportunity to succeed. Ray leaves behind a lasting legacy and will be deeply missed by all who had the privilege of knowing him. My prayers are with his wife Elaine, his family, and all who loved him during this incredibly difficult time." Sarah Carlson, Senior Programs and Member Engagement Director at Practical Farmers of Iowa, said the loss was sad for so many reasons. "Sending many prayers to Ray's family, all the friends and colleagues so positively impacted by Ray's steadfast commitment to a better agriculture and to the state of Iowa as a whole." In 2015, Geiser was profiled in No-Till Farmer's What I've Learned from No-Tilling feature and talked about the importance of conservation measures on his operation. Growing up in Indiana, Geiser was helping a neighbor farm who started testing no-till in the mid-1970s. There were clear positive agronomic reasons for no-till, such as keeping soil in place and building organic matter, so he kept doing it, Geiser recalled at the time. "It's a lesson I took with me when we started farming in Iowa. Over the last 40 years, we've been doing all we can to make sure we can farm those slopes without losing all our topsoil," said Geiser, who farmed near Corning, Iowa, and had been no-tilling for more than 3 decades. "Together with our landlords, we have installed over 1,000 terraces, grass waterways, turn areas, tiles, and have been 100% no-till since 1991. Geiser was also a co-founder and board member at Solutions from the Land, and the organization recognized him as a lifelong conservationist, pioneer and advocate for no-till and cover crop practices that he used on his farm. Never one to shy away from difficult subjects like climate change and water quality, Ray urged stakeholders to come together and co-create solutions to challenges of the day," SFTL said. One of Ray's best-known statements was, "When we work together, we all benefit," which he so effectively communicated in his last podcast, Adapting to Climate Change and Caring for the Land podcast. Like always, he spoke from his heart and eloquently communicated his personal vision for agriculture and the need for farmers to take responsibility to care for the land. "We are deeply saddened by the sudden passing of our beloved board member Ray and extend our condolences to his wife Elaine and their family on his passing,"